Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios. Yes, indeed, it is that time, a special day of the week for some special friends of ours to listen and join the Georgia Business Radio Show. I'm your host, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, sitting here today in the host chair, and seated next to me in the co-host chair is Mr. Rich Casanova. Good afternoon, Rich.
Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
It is going great. I can't explain to you how excited I am today about today's show and the guest that is going to be joining us.
Yes, Georgia Business Radio, bringing in industry leaders throughout Georgia and announcements about business making their way to the Peachtree State. Mm-hmm. And very excited. And before we introduce and bring our first guest online, maybe just kind of a recap of some activities going on here in the studio this week and upcoming shows. So this week we had some great folks in from for Franchise Business Radio and your host, Pamela Curie. And she had the Georgia Restaurant Association in here, a financial company that actually backs funding for restaurants and expansion. So it was very, and we had Mike Ween in here from GSU, and a very interesting play because they're actually bringing in the franchising as a course study upcoming in the fall for GSU.
And who would enroll in that course?
There's a lot of entrepreneur environment going on and all these startup companies.
Right.
But the best way to kind of get your feet wet in business many times is in a franchise model because it's turnkey, it's a package, and it's a proven model. But it's never really been taught for the most part on the collegiate level as a course that you can enroll in. So it's kind of a...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And then we also had in on our 10 o'clock show or on our Tuesday show, we had, if you want to mention our celebrity business guest.
Yeah, we're still afterglowing in the great enthusiasm and business acumen this gentleman had. Mr. Fran Tarkenton.
Right.
Was on Buckhead Business Radio Show. And man, was he just full of energy of knowledge.
Well, a personal childhood icon to me. And although I didn't live in... Minnesota at the time, but mm-hmm. I remember as a kid watching Minnesota Vikings and Fran Tarkenton. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame, the National Football Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And but he's right here in our backyard in Atlanta, specifically in Buckhead, has his office out our window.
He should be in the Business Hall of Fame.
Right. But you got to listen to that interview and his upcoming book, The Power of Failure.
That's right.
He's going to be back in September promoting that book.
And he's really pro-entrepreneur. He's pro-business, but more importantly, he's pro-people. You know what he is? I mean, he loves people. He loves helping people. And he's all about helping entrepreneurs succeed.
His passion was so inspiring and exciting because he's 75. He's not mm-hmm. ashamed to tell you that. He looks 60 and he acts 50. I mean, he had more energy than us, both of us.
Combined.
So that was very exciting. And then you had on, I think it was last week's Georgia Business Radio, very interesting, compelling story and a guest.
Yep. Founding father and CEO of Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Right.
Restaurants. Hi, Chris. It's Ryan Redhawk McPherson here, your host, along with co-host Rich Casanova.
Welcome, Chris, to the Georgia Business Radio. Actually, good morning. Well, it's good morning your time in Seattle, right?
Yes, it is.
It's still morning out here, yeah.
Well, good. Joining us today is Chris Rupp, Vice President of Amazon Prime, to discuss how same-day delivery could revolutionize the shopping experience. So thank you for joining us, Chris. It seems like a huge task that you have at your hand out there, providing same-day service to people. Just how does that work?
Yeah, let me tell you about it. For Prime members, life just got easier because Prime members can now place an order by noon and choose from a million items, and they'll get their order by 9 p.m. for free. And all they need to do is go to Amazon.com on their PC or mobile shopping app and click the Prime free same-day box just under the Prime filter option, and over a million items will be available in their search results.
That's just astounding and amazing. It's mind-boggling. Rich Casanova here. Chris, so how do you envision this convenience changing the average person's daily schedule?
Yeah, I think the great thing is that this can be a life changer. So instead of having to stop home on your way home from work to get all of your errands done, you can sit on your couch or in your office, place a few orders, and not have to worry about all those errands. Your time can be spent in the way you want to spend it.
That's good. And people love spending time shopping, so this will give them even more opportunities to go to Amazon and possibly revolutionize the shopping experience for some people, young and old. And so we're looking forward to that coming to the Atlanta market. Is that launching today?
Actually, it's been out for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And we're for Atlanta, we're one of, what, about 14 metro areas throughout the U.S.?
That's right. We've launched in 14 metro areas. It's more than 500 cities and towns. And our Atlanta coverage area includes the city of Atlanta and surrounding suburbs. So your listeners can just go to amazon.com/sameday, and there's a zip code finder. They can find out if their own zip code is included.
Yeah, I went there yesterday and plugged in my zip code in Sandy Springs, right near our Buckhead studio, and voila, I was ready to order. And, I mean, explain to folks that are listening, I mean, I think I got the gist of it, but correct me if I'm wrong. So they can order by before noon, and it'll arrive.
That's right.
On site?
If you order by noon, then the item's going to show up on your doorstep sometime before 9 p.m.
That's crazy. It's just mind-boggling. I mean, can you even, I can't even capture the logistics behind that. I mean, can you walk us through the business model, or is that secret sauce?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Amazon's been investing steadily in building out our fulfillment center network in order to get all of those items closer to customers for the last 20 years. And so with getting all of those items in stock and close to customers, we're now able to make this new same-day delivery service possible. It's funny, I was just reading a tweet from one of our members, and they said, I can only assume they've discovered some Harry Potter magic. So we'll just go with that.
It is Star Trek kind of stuff, whatever. I mean, we've been tweeting about it, and you guys have Twitter handles dedicated to just this rollout as well. And can you share any of the social media or how people would find out about it? Now, is it Amazon Prime Now or Prime Live, or what's the point of direction?
Right. Yes. So if I can share this with you, there's actually two different services that have fast and convenient delivery in your area. One of them is Prime Now. Prime Now is an app you can use, and it has tens of thousands of items available, and you can get those items in 1 hour or 2 hour delivery slots.
Oh.
So that's a different service, but also a great way to get fast, convenient deliveries. This same day service has a million items, and it will come to your doorstep by bedtime.
Come on, Chris. Now, you're for real? This sounds
real.
A little... This is something you have to test it and for yourself and see how it works, right?
That's right. A couple of times now, I've found myself in a pinch. My daughter had a birthday party, and I had to go on and find some Barbies, and I was thrilled to see there was a whole selection of Barbies for her to choose from.
That's good. Yeah, tell us some more about some of the items that you do offer for availability. Anything from a toothbrush all the way up to what?
That's right. You know, if you think about all the kinds of things you'd want to fill your pantry with, there's HDMI cables, there's books, there's movies. Some of the top-selling items in your coverage area include Fitbits and Fire TV sticks. There's a number of items to choose from.
That's great, and I'm sure folks will enjoy going to Amazon.com and logging on and making sure they get those items delivered. Like you said, if you're in a pinch for a birthday party or you're going away for the weekend and you need a last few minute items, you can have those delivered right to your door. And you mentioned there's also other ways members can find out information about that. Can you share that with us, please?
Yeah, all you have to do is go to amazon.com/sameday. I mentioned the zip code finder, but you can also figure out what items are available.
Very good. Well, we're talking with Chris Rupp, Global Vice President of Amazon Prime. They're bringing that same-day delivery service to the Atlanta market. How soon do you think this could expand to other markets?
Well, we are going to keep working to bring this service to many cities and towns across the U.S. We've just hit 500 cities and towns, but we're going to keep going.
Awesome. And we look forward to that. And like Rich has already done and already tested out, I think I look forward to doing that myself this weekend. I want to get some of those delivered items and just want to see how it happens. I mean, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the magic behind all of this.
And
great. I would love for you to try the service.
I'm sure you would. Yeah. So can we talk about is there a minimum dollar amount, and is the shipping free, or what about non-prime members, or I guess that was three or four questions there.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So there is a minimum threshold. You should place an order that is $35 or higher.
Okay.
So think about a couple of the items you might want when you go to place your order. And then if you place that order that's $35 or more and you're a Prime member, it's going to be delivered to you for free. Now, if you're not a Prime member, you can still take advantage of our same-day shipping. And there's just a charge for that. And the charge is $8.99 plus 99 cents per pound on the weight fee.
That's not bad. So if you're thinking you're not going to be ordering on a regular basis, you don't have to enroll in the Prime service. But, I mean, Prime for a while has been kind of the go-to at Amazon. I mean, I know a lot of people that have taken advantage of that, and it's just you pay a one-time annual fee, and for the most part, many times your shipping is included when you order.
Right. The Prime service was launched about 10 years ago and originally was two-day shipping on tens of millions of items, and we still offer that great service. But over the last 10 years, we've been working to improve Prime, and it now includes unlimited movies, TV shows, streaming music, books, photo storage, and more. So this is just the latest thing we're offering for Prime members.
I know through the years, Amazon has really revolutionized the online shopping experience, and now it seems like you're revolutionizing the delivery experience for folks, and they're definitely going to take advantage of that. So really encourage people to get out there and go to Amazon.com and really sign up and test this service out so you can share with all those potential markets that are coming up forward. So again, what's next for you, for Amazon Prime, and how you're going to really expand this service?
Yeah, we're going to keep listening to what customers tell us they want to order so we can keep adding more items to the service, and we're going to keep adding new delivery areas.
Awesome. So that's really good, and it just seems like such a huge task to undertake. How long has this kind of been in the works, and how long did it take you guys to make it come to market here?
Well, the truth is we've been investing in our distribution network for the last 20 years, and all of the hard work we've done over the past 20 years is leading up to being able to provide a service like this. So we've been working on this for quite some time.
Right.
So I'm just kind of intrigued as Business Radio, just and I know you may have some restrictions on this, so you can pass or play on this question, but I'm just intrigued from the business standpoint of, you know, the logistics. So you have fulfillment centers in each of these markets, and you know, are these delivered door to door by other services or vendors? I mean, you don't have Amazon trucks running around the city.
Right. Well, we work with a variety of delivery partners, but there is some magic in figuring out all the fulfillment center network. We've actually invested in more than 50 new fulfillment centers worldwide in
Wow.
the last 4 years alone. So, you know, you've keyed in on the fact that it's really important to have this build out in our fulfillment center network, and that's exactly right.
Well, very good. Yeah, so thank you so much for joining us here today, Chris Rupp, Vice President from Amazon Prime, discussing how same-day delivery can revolutionize the shopping experience. And we look forward to learning more about this. Like I said, personally, I'm going to try it out this weekend. And other thoughts or comments you may have?
No, I just want to say again that it's going to be a real life changer for our members because they won't have to stop and run errands after work. They can go straight home and enjoy their evening.
And I was not off topic completely, but I was looking at the site, and there's a potential rollout for like a Fresh where people can order some of their grocery items.
Yeah, we've also been working on Amazon Fresh,
yeah.
which is a grocery delivery service that's available in some markets. And it's different because Amazon Fresh focuses on fresh fruit and vegetables, meats, and products like that. So Fresh is just a different way that we figured out that some customers in some markets want to be able to order products from us.
So potentially down the road, I could go and order my Amazon Prime beef. Sorry.
Yes.
Prime rib.
Yeah, prime rib. Well, pleasure having you on the studio. Next time you ever get out to the Atlanta market?
I sometimes do.
Well, next time you're in town, we'd welcome you to stop by the studio, and the coffee's on us.
Great. Thank you.
Now, absolutely. Thank you for joining us in 14 metro areas. That is, includes over 500 cities and towns in the U.S. and coming soon to a market near you. Thank you again, Chris Rupp, for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day. Well, that was something else, huh, Rich?
Oh, wow. I mean, I've just been intrigued by this idea of, I mean, just the mechanics, the logistics of how they make that happen. I mean, that is kind of Star Trek kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, think about it. You may never have to leave your condo ever again. Right. You get everything delivered to you.
All I have to do is just take the elevator down to the lobby, and then the concierge will have the package there for me.
We'll have them package to you, right? You know, just door to door.
Well, that's an extra $1.50, but
right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's great. So whether you are looking for household supplies or you need some sort of electronic equipment, I mean, there's over a million items that could potentially be delivered to your door by the end of the day.
I don't know if I have that much space in my condo, yeah.
But they're housed in a warehouse somewhere near here. And I do know that they'll probably come true to, because Amazon's really revolutionizing the online shopping experience. Never before was there one place that just you could get everything, and then they continue to get cheaper, faster, and more efficient with their service.
Well, and just starting out with books, and I mean, the sky's the limit, and they've definitely been a trendsetter for their industry, and a lot of people are still trying to catch up to their business model. Just fascinating stuff, right?
Yeah, e-commerce is the future for sure.
Yep. And speaking of the future, maybe we'll kind of wrap up this segment talking about some of our upcoming shows and spotlight some of our underwriters. Yep. Just maybe run through a couple of names of folks here.
Well, the shows that we have, starting next week, again, every Tuesday, Atlanta Legal Experts, right. Where we feature some of Atlanta's most prominent attorneys and lawyers and those who support attorney and lawyers' missions. It's not always a legal expert, per se, attorney on that show. And that's hosted by Emily Rowell and sponsored by 3A Law Practice Management, Atlanta's John Marshall Law School, and Peachtree Offices.
Correction, that is Atlanta's talk show host, rock star Emily Rowell. Yeah.
I apologize. Yeah. That's right.
And we mentioned Franchise Business Radio, Kids Business Radio is on Saturdays. Of course, this is Georgia Business Radio.
Yep, every Friday at 11.
Yep. And then some of our shows in the works. Actually, next week we have a new pilot episode for Food and Beverage Radio on Wednesday here.
Yeah, that's an interesting play there because here in the Buckhead community, particularly, it's full of restaurants, dining experiences.
Yeah.
And so it only makes sense to bring in some of those high-profile places and some of those convenient restaurant offerings that people are enjoying already right here in our own backyard.
Big time. And then I think the following week, we have another pilot episode of International Business Radio. That'll be always intriguing, interesting mix of folks.
Yeah, as you like to say often and mention about the different consulates we have here in the metro Atlanta area and all the different Chamber of Commerce that represented the different international cities that we have here in the Atlanta area. So why not feature them on our Business Radio X platform? I mean, we are pro-business. We're pro-international love of business.
Yeah, we're the only international pro-business platform, and hopefully we'll get some tickets to Australia or New Zealand or something.
We are not only pro-business, we are the premier business radio network out there in the networks out there, so we love promoting that as well. So,
and then finally, let's just finish up with an exciting announcement, a bit of a coup. We're excited to announce a brand new show coming to the studio July 1st.
Progressive Business Radio with your host, James Moss.
Yep. So that'll be very interesting to tune into that. And so that'll be Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday afternoons, but stay tuned for more details on that. I think it's Wednesdays at 1.
Yeah, I think so. And Mr. Moss will be featuring marketing professionals, business industry leaders, anybody. He really likes helping small businesses.
Yeah, the really small businesses.
RSBs, yes. Yeah. That's what he loves to do.
The local places you go to, the merchants and you do business with.
And let me tell you a little just something about James quickly. The guy is so nice. I mean, I've not met another nicer guy with a background that's kind of had some ups and downs, some turns and twists, but is here today to smile and share his business professionalism with all of our listeners. So look forward to that Progressive Business Radio with your host, Mr. James Moss.
All right. And next Friday, we'll see you on
the radio.